You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host, and thrilled to be joined with two great people who have a great ministry to tell us about. I'm talking about BGCO Conference Center Director Jason Langley and Jordan Anson, who serves as BGCO Conference Center Guest Relations Leader. And I thank y'all for joining us in this broadcast. Now, for some of our listeners, they already know that we have these brand new facilities that have come online at Falls Creek. And I was hoping you could repeat it and tell us just what has been dedicated and built at Falls Creek.
Well, we're really excited this year to dedicate and operate out of the Jordan Welcome Center, the Thompson Family Lodge, and the Mathena Event Center. And the Welcome Center is an opportunity, kind of the handshake to the campus, where people can come in and they can be greeted by our people, our staff, and be welcomed into the camp, and then also check into the lodging or get their cabin keys, get those things that are done. So that's our main officing area with where we're talking with guests, and it's just a one-stop place where they can get all their stuff done. It's a beautiful place. What we love about that area is it has some seating area. And so that groups in between sessions, things like that, they come and visit in some of the areas there where we have some couches and things like that to sit and visit. We have some coffee in there, and so people can get their coffee and visit. And that was one of the things that I don't think I, when we started out, envisioned, you know, that there's a place where people who are doing conferencing with us would have a place to hang out and visit. And so it's just a wonderful place. Got a little fireplace in there. And so to see people in there visiting and sharing and fellowshipping in that's been awesome. And then that's the entryway into the Thompson Family Lodge. We've got 50 rooms there that allow guests to come. It's like a hotel. They're nice accommodations that you can go into. It's not like what we've had in the past. It's very different. And it is a lodge feel. So it has, your kind of the way it's set up and decorated is very lodge feeling, but it's very nice. And so it's all indoors. So everything, unlike some of the other lodging that opens to the outside, this actually opens to the inside. So it has elevators. You don't have to deal with bugs. You don't have to deal with heat. You don't have to deal. Once you get in there, you can, be fully out of the heat in the summer, especially, or in other times of the year. But it's a beautiful facility, very relaxing place to be. And then there's a sky bridge on the third floor that goes directly over into the Mathena Family Event Center. The Mathena Family Event Center is a multi-purpose facility. It has a kitchen, a large kitchen where we can feed for large groups. The space is multi-purpose. We can use it for many functions. It has a large main hall area, which has high-tech production in there. We just experienced that with Youth Evangelism Conference that we just had with Scopos, and just enjoyed that main area. It has the ability to do high-tech productions just like the Tabernacle does. Just for group, it's probably ideal for groups between 500 to 800 in that main area. Then it also has it's got a mezzanine, so it has two areas where we can put breakout spaces. So we can put breakout spaces both upstairs and downstairs, up to 12 different breakout rooms. We can make them into larger breakout rooms if we need to. Every one of those rooms comes equipped with audio, with a projector, all those kinds of things. And so both upstairs and downstairs, we're able to host groups there so they can have their breakout rooms. They can eat in there in that facility. And it's just one place. And so what's really awesome is it's kind of taking the main hill out of the equation. So you can go in the Welcome Center, go right up on the elevator, go right across on the third floor, and go into the Event Center. And then that's right out the Event Center. There's the Downing Way. And that's probably been the biggest surprise for people as they see that's a concrete or where we've made pathways that are beautifully made for people to travel there in that area between the event center and the tabernacle. And it's lit up at night. It's got trees. It's got crepe myrtles and things like that around. It's got sitting areas all there. And so the whole area really has just transformed the center part in front of the tabernacle and in front of the IC stands and all that. It's just transformed all that area into a wonderful place to have events.
Jason, you did a great job describing that. And people think of Falls Creek and might think of, you know, the history or hearing their parents or grandparents talk about Tent City and all the spiritual impact Falls Creek has had, the summer programming. But God really has had a special hand as he has built up and beautified this place we call Falls Creek. These facilities are first class. I've stayed here. I've been in these buildings. I've been a part of meetings. It's incredible. Now, Jordan, tell us what kind of, you know, people think of summer programming, but what type of events could come to Falls Creek using these spaces?
Absolutely. There's a number of different events that we host. It's most important to know we were established as a summer camp nearly 100 years ago. And since that time, we have definitely grown and evolved, and the Lord has blessed us to where we now are fully operational year-round, 365 days or 366 every year. And so with that, we see a number of different retreats or conferences and events throughout the year. So outside of the summer months, what we have are a variety of different things. We have marriage retreats. We have national kind of workshops, conferences. We've had family reunions. We've had Sunday school leadership trainings. We even have a number of different student events that happen outside of the summer, like fall retreat or other programming events that the BGCO hosts, like our men's retreat or women's retreat. The opportunities are really endless as far as what groups are able to do as far as their events go. We've had people outside of Oklahoma take an interest into our conference centers. We are centrally located in between Oklahoma City and Dallas, just right there in Davis. And so with that, we're pulling from different communities that maybe haven't heard of us before but are finding our conference centers to be more retreat-like, more of a getaway outside of city life and the turmoil that can come from those kind of settings. So outdoor recreation, team building exercises through our ropes courses, like I said, corporate events, any of that sort of thing. We've seen a variety of events. That's kind of the beauty of what we do. International missionaries are coming to our campus, directors of missions retreats, church staff retreats, cabin owners come and have activities in their specific cabins. So really it's, I could go on and on, I'm sure. So there's a variety of events happening at Falls Creek.
That's well said. And something I love, of course, you get the beauty of Falls Creek and the scenery there and how people feel the peace of the Lord come upon them. Then you have these first-class facilities, meeting, lodging, of course, meal service capabilities, hosting events of all different sizes. What's the best way, if someone were listening to this, to get hold of information, to look into reservations or availabilities or room rates and things like that? What's step one?
We've been fortunate enough as we continue to grow, we're always increasing those opportunities, trying to make it easier on a guest. This is something that we've evolved into of being a year-round conference center. And so they're more than welcome to visit our website. There's information on there. There's no pricing information on there. But what it'll do is give you visuals, looks into what our conference centers look like, what you can do in terms of food service, information about individual church-owned cabins, and it'll connect you to the guest experience staff at the conference centers, which is essentially the department that I head up. And so honestly, the easiest thing to do is going to be to see our availability first. And so what they can do, a guest can call us directly at our offices and speak to either me or anyone on our staff is trained to take down your information, and then it'll get to the proper channels. And we'll just follow up based on availability, which is kind of interesting. That's been the number one thing to check first, is just to see, because we are growing and be surprised how busy we can get outside of the summer. So a phone call is always quickest. I'll say email, obviously, that's totally fine. And then through our website, they can gain a little bit of information over time and use that to share with whoever they need to that might be planning a retreat.
And can you give us some of those details or the email?
No problem. Our office phone numbers, it's area code 580-369-2101. And then my email is just my last name. So it's J and then Anson, A-N-S-O-N, at bgco.org. So either of those outlets will work really great, and we'll get it going, no problem.
Great. Thank you for that. And I want to be sure to mention, of course, we have Falls Creek, the Mathena Family Event Center, the Thompson Family Lodge, the Jordan Welcome Center, all this new, exciting space, these opportunities to connect. But I don't want to forget about one of our other aspects at part of BGCO Conference Centers at the Cross Timber site. What's going on there? What type of events?
Yeah, absolutely. That's kind of where we get our name, Conference Centers. Everyone's really familiar with the name Falls Creek, at least Oklahoma Baptists are. They have a great history with us. And since 2008, I believe, but in 2008, we centralized our camping ministry by bringing Cross Timbers, which is essentially started out as a children's camp in the summer. It does the same things that we do at Falls Creek, just for children in third through sixth grade. And when Cross Timbers moved to the Davis area, it's literally just 3 miles from Falls Creek's campus, just down the mountain from our campus, about a mile west of the Fried Pies store, which is so infamous with our highway exit. Cross Timbers is a lot smaller in scale, where we have about 9,000 beds in accommodations at Falls Creek. Cross Timbers' capacity is 500, but they also have food service. They also have abundant meeting space, indoor and outdoor. Recreation obviously abounds, since it also functions as a children's camp in the summer. So it is our sister site. Together, Falls Creek and Cross Timbers make up what we call the BGCO Conference Centers. And so it's an awesome dynamic partnership that we have, and we just love it. So really, guests have a whole other option to consider, too, that might fit their budget. So the options continue to be endless, really.
Great. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, it might have been 2012 or 13
when the
new facility was dedicated. Jason, you're a minister of the gospel. You get to see a lot of events come through. What is something you hope, or something that's encouraged you, that you've seen God do as far as a gospel focus that's come from? I realize these are brand new facilities, but maybe in the recent time that you've seen God do something at Falls Creek.
One of the exciting things is to stand back and somewhat be in the background to see interactions and things like that take place. And I had a young lady at YEC, the Youth Evangelism Conference, a couple weeks ago, come up, and she said, "I am really excited about these tracks that the speaker spoke about, and I want to get some. I want to get some for my classmates at school that I want to share with, and I want to get one for each one." And I said, "Well, how many do you want?" And she said, "About 100. And when you hear that, you know, we can talk about the facilities, we can talk about that, but that really is the purpose behind what we do. We want to set the table to where God can transform people's lives. And there's a young lady who came, is equipped, has been equipped through this event, and now is going to take the gospel back to her classmates. And I thought, what great boldness and what great tools have taken place. And in this environment where we had another lady come up to speak this past weekend at a ladies' retreat, and she had never been to Falls Creek. She was from the Dallas area, I believe. And she came in and she goes, "This is holy ground." And to know that we have these facilities, and to come away and God has placed his hand there, and to see lives transformed, that's what it's all about for us.
Amen. Well, thank y'all for coming on the broadcast to tell us about these opportunities. Really want to encourage people to connect with you and see if their event might be able to come to Falls Creek and check availabilities, because it's a big blessing, and it's remarkable what God continues to do. We've been talking to BGCO Conference Center's Jason Langley and Jordan Anson. Thanks for spending time on the broadcast, y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Blessings to you.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.